Broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy. Habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal? Huh?
You should have banged the waitress, bro.
While she was still good.
While she was still good, bro. Do you ever, like, regret
what a,
not... Like,
what a way to start the show.
I'm upset.
Should have banged the waitress. Why are you upset?
I'm upset, bro. So we get a picture this weekend, and because he's at a bar that he hasn't been at for a while, right? And yeah. He sends us a picture of, like, do you remember this girl? And I was like, damn, she didn't age well, man. And this was a girl that was all in love with you. This is a girl we've talked about on the show many times.
Yeah. Right.
And she was in love with you. Every time we went to this bar called Bar Louie, and she would give you free drinks. She would give you free appetizers.
Like attention.
And a lot of attention.
Like she would make it a point to come to our table and conversate, but then eventually she would just conversate.
So you guys would benefit by association.
Yeah, yes. But we were awesome. Invisible. Invisible
right.
When it came to like when she was conversating with the table because her all eyes were on Barlos.
Wow.
And it was very, very obvious that she wanted him. And he didn't realize that she wanted him. Either that he didn't realize or he didn't want to acknowledge it.
I think it was at first.
He didn't want to acknowledge it.
You know what? At first it was like, no. Am I being offered dick?
Yeah. Probably.
I mean, pussy.
She was a really aggressive one, man.
You don't get offered pussy just like that.
Not like that.
Ever. You
well,
know?
Right. No, not you just, do.
I mean, you do.
You do.
But not like.
When you're not used to it, I don't think sometimes you don't see it.
Because there was no warm-up, bro.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It was just like she came to the table and offered, like she
just put it on a platter.
Put the dick on the platter for him.
If she had one. Yeah, so it was fucking weird. You know, I didn't know how to process that. Not to say that I don't get offered pussy all the time, you know. I mean,
right.
I get offered it all the time.
We know.
Of course.
Right.
Shut up, but I appreciate it. So, you know, it was weird. But then after that, then I realized, yeah, well, she does like me. But the problem was I wasn't attracted to her.
I know, but she was an attractive girl.
She was cute, yes.
Yeah.
She was.
She was.
And, you know, and another thing, even though I'm 35.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right, yes. No, I know.
Okay. No, I looked you up on Instagram and it said 35. 35. So it's true. It's very factual.
Barlow's 35. And, you know, the problem is she's also was a very young girl.
Very
too.
Young,
you know, she's
yeah.
probably like early 20s
sure.
to mid-20s. And even at 35, you know, I still believe I'm an old soul, you know?
I know.
I don't think I would have anything in common with her. But,
so you think that was part of the reason why you didn't go for it or what?
Partially.
Yeah.
That and, you know, I physically didn't see the attraction. I didn't feel it.
Okay. But yeah. She was an old soul in the way that she approached Barlow.
Yes.
Because she right. knew what she wanted.
Yes,
and she true. Went after it, right? But I get the not the physical attraction, but she was a very beautiful girl.
She was. Yeah, she was. No, she was mm-hmm. she was cute. She had she had a thick body.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, you know, like It was a nice bike. So,
but now?
So, I ran into her at Ballast Point in Long Beach this weekend.
What happened, man?
I saw her, and now I took a picture of her. I'm sorry. I apologize. I know we're not supposed to take pictures and shame people.
We're not shaming anyone.
Well, I mean.
You were just informing your friends.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember her?
Remember her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that's why we were doing this to the stomach.
We are.
The stomach? What segment, bitch?
My God. Freudian.
Oh, see?
Freudian slip right there.
So she didn't age well. She gained weight. And it isn't like a good weight. It's more of like flabby. She has like those fat elbows.
Yeah, like she should be a cafeteria lady kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, kind of. Unfortunately, so it sucked.
But she looks very, very old, bro.
She does. Like,
what if it's her mom? Imagine it's not even her.
I should have asked her, hey, can I see your tattoo?
right by your titty.
Right in between your titties. Because yeah. you have that chest tattoo.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it was her.
Definitely
it
her.
It was definitely her. Damn. Because she avoided making eye contact with me.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now that we bring this up, Yes. When I say we, I mean me.
Yeah.
If this was a different scenario, let's say you were in love with Ana de Armas for the last 10 years.
Okay. Oh, it's only been 2 years.
But let's say you have, right? Okay. And you lose touch for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And then, but, you know, you're dreaming of Ana de Armas. You're searching for her, bro. You're looking everywhere that you used to run into her, you would frequent just to see if
just
you would.
Just to see if she would fucking show up?
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, she was on your mind for many, many years to come, right? Yeah. But now, all of a sudden, you run into her. And she has a cafeteria, lady elbows.
Oh, no.
She looks like a 55-year-old. I wouldn't say 40. I was going to say 45, but that's our age, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, wait. Say, wait a minute.
And he's still 35, so that's still 10 years too old, right? But she's like a 55, 60-year-old. She basically looks like the girl from Top Gun Part 1.
No.
As she looks now.
Oh, that's too much.
With gray hair. I mean, she looks.
No, that she barely passes as a woman.
Okay, no. Yeah. All right, okay. She doesn't look. She doesn't have the gray hair.
I know the Adamas just heavier set. Heavier set and a little older.
Aged, yeah. Aged. She's aged a lot. Okay.
Like, okay. She's had a little bit of a rough couple of years.
Okay. Yeah. But remember, you were in love with her, bro. Would you, you know, try to approach her and see if there's something there?
She puts the offer on the table. Are you taking it?
Oh, she puts the offer?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go up to her at that moment. Right. I mean, fuck. You know what? If it's Ana de Armas, and I can say, guess who I fucked or guess who I was with?
Right.
Ana de Armas. I would do it.
You know what? I'm gonna side with Barlow.
I am too.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because at that point, at least you can still that's your claim to fame, bro. Like,
right? You finally climbed that mountain.
Yeah, you're like, the most famous woman I've ever fucked. Ana de Armas. Oh no, wait, when?
Nah, I don't want to talk about that.
It doesn't matter. I did. You know, as long as her face kind of still resembles what it looks like now.
It doesn't, bro. Sorry.
But what about her sexy voice?
Oh, that doesn't go away.
You know what I mean?
Well, she may have fat voice.
Now. No, you can't.
Wait, your voice gets fat too?
Yeah, you get a fat voice, bro.
You don't have that, bro.
Yes, you do.
I don't think so.
Come on, man. Lizzo.
She's got fat voice.
She does not, bro.
No, you know what? Because in the party line, sometimes there was some girls that sound sexy as hell and be like, damn, girl. Like,
very sexy.
And then you would meet up with them and they were kind of chunky, bro.
Like the girl from Friday?
Right.
Yeah, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson, bro. All you have to do, man, is just close your eyes as tight as you can and just imagine as if you were back in 1999.
Right.
What year was this when he was 17, 18?
I don't know. I don't want to do the math.
I don't want to do the math either. Yeah.
It was the early 2000s.
Early 2000s, right. Okay.
You're 99.
I'm 99. Holy
right.
shit.
So at that point, you know what I mean? Let's say she does continue to have a sexy voice. Mm-hmm. Then but your hands can't explore. Because otherwise you're seeing her body with your hands.
Right. I'm like a special blind person.
That's true.
It's like this was going to be like the fucking Braille Institute and shit, man. Just, I'm like.
You know what? I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to let you guys know, hey, you know what? I fucked her.
As you should.
Yeah.
As you should. I think that's a good plan, bro. Yeah. Like, if I really like somebody, they gain a little bit of weight. At least I can put that in my bucket. Right. I'm like, man, I obsessed with over this girl for a couple years. She ain't the best looking now, but I still got her.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of, like, college girls that we knew that were fucking hot as fuck. And we'd run into a couple of them where they fucking blown up.
Right.
And it was like, holy shit, what happened to you?
Yeah. Because I remember one of those girls, like, I ran into her at I was leaving the hospital, and she was driving in, and she pulled up next to me, and she rolled down her window, and she's like, hey, like, how are you doing? And I looked it, and I could not figure out who the fuck she was.
Wow.
Like, her, she used to be, like, really petite and good looking. And, you know, we were talking about her earlier.
Yeah.
And I was just, I could not figure it out. And until she said, It's I'm me. So in no, I'm so and so sister.
Oh yeah.
And then at that point, I was just like, oh hey, and I called her by her name, and I was just like, okay, I kind of see it now. But
how was the voice?
It was fat.
She had fat voice.
What the hell?
Not all fat girls have fat voice, but it can happen.
It changed. It did change a little bit.
Because we ran into the same girl in L.A.
You too?
Remember where Wayland's bar was at? Over where the new station's at?
Yeah.
We ran into her there.
I didn't know that.
And I had no fucking idea it was her until she said the same shit. I'm so with no sister. And then we're like, oh, Jay.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Ends with Uma.
Uma.
Wow. Yeah. See, and I ran into someone that was the complete opposite.
Oh.
That started out a little heavier.
Okay.
And then lost a lot of weight, and I had no idea who they were.
Right.
And they were, and she's like, "I'm this girl's sister," because they're always identifying themselves by somebody else's sister somehow.
Right.
Because they're the, you know, they're the second in second to the throne. The only reason I say that is because you know, I'm watching Game of Thrones or House of Dragons. I mean,
damn.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's one of those things where
and it happens.
So you know, here's a question. Hmm. You know, so this girl, you know how she went up to Victoria and was like, "Hey, it's me. It's I'm so sister." And she went up to us and like, "I'm so sister." Do you think that they forget that they don't look the same and that they kind of expect us to remember them?
I don't know.
Like, you know, what is it? I don't get it.
Cause speaking for myself, like if I were to get like morbidly obese, if I saw somebody that I knew from my past,
yeah,
I think I
walked the other direction.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want them to really see me. Not to fat shame anybody or anything. Like that's personally how I would feel. You know, I wouldn't want to be interacting with somebody or they're gonna be like, "Fuck, Victoria's let himself go like big time." Like, yeah, matate, you know?
No,
like,
no. Come on. What's wrong with you?
Jokes. No, but you know, I wouldn't. Like that was very bold of her. Like I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You think she forgot for a second that she was a big old girl now?
Maybe.
She's like,
because I wonder if it's like one of those things where the reverse of, you know, when a girl is big and then she loses weight, but she still has that big girl
mentality
on the inside. I wonder if a girl is like thin or whatever, or she used to be attractive. Not saying that big girls aren't attractive. But then she gains like all this weight. Like, I wonder if you still have that attractive mentality, like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, she's the mirror. Man, I used to be sexy. I said, you know what?
I still am, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, if you don't want me, someone wants me, God damn it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Not me, but
I
somebody.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe she does have that. Because if she's out there, like, being like, oh, I used to go to school with this guy. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Be like, remember, I used to be fine.
Yeah, and now I'm not. But, you know, but you wanted me.
Yeah.
But I
know
mom.
But you know what? I'm telling you. Close your eyes really tight.
Yeah.
And just remember how hot she was.
Yeah. She was.
And you could put that notch on your belt, bro.
I don't. But see, with her, I don't think. I think Ana de Armas, it would be more of a pass because she's a celebrity. Yeah. But I don't
you
think.
The college girl, you that wouldn't be a notch on your belt?
Nah.
Well,
not now. Come
she'd
on.
She'd probably put a couple of notches in my belt if I let her borrow it.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, what do you think about queefs?
They're all right. Personally, I don't think I've ever been privy to a queef.
What?
Yeah.
You've never heard a queef?
No.
I haven't heard a queef in a while. But queefs were a thing for a while. Like,
they were.
When all of a sudden the queef came out, like in the 2000s.
the
I'm saying.
The era.
The era of the queef. We don't hear about queefs anymore.
Right.
Bro.
They don't talk about it.
I know. Let's bring it back.
Bring back the queef.
Bring back the queef, bro. What I'm saying is there was an era of the queef, and everybody would talk about it. And there was like, they would bring it up a lot.
Is it because we were like 20 and we were childish?
Sure. Absolutely. But queefs were going on everywhere.
But I think it's more common in younger people.
Is like that what it is?
Because, well, that's the thing. Because everybody wanted to, like, rabbit fuck. I think that's kind of where the queef would come in. Nowhere.
Oh,
where
is
you
that
would
how it happens?
Because you'd build up, like, air inside of, like, the pussy pocket.
Yes.
And then it would go.
That's absolutely what happens.
Yeah.
And it was funny, man. The queefs were funny. They're basically pussy farts.
Right. You didn't. Yeah, you didn't have to say that.
Well, you said you've never experienced one.
That doesn't mean I don't know what the fuck it is.
Okay.
Please explain to me what a queef is.
I'm just saying.
I may have had one the other day.
That sounds familiar.
You don't have a pussy, so.
Who says I don't?
Okay. But they were all the rage back in the 2000s, man. They okay. were. Right. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I said, what? You don't make your girl queef?
It was, yeah. But you know what? You've explained something that I didn't think about. We used to rabbit fuck back in those old days.
That's what it was. Because it's like you go and you're just going fast. Just
right. Yeah. And we thought that was like.
And that was the shit, like, which right. we thought.
That's yeah. what they. That's the way you do it, and that's the way that they wanted it.
That's right. the way we were taught.
And
right?
then,
right, right.
And for whatever reason, they wouldn't even. They wouldn't talk and say, you know what, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't know either.
I don't think they knew, bro.
Yeah.
You know how I learned how to actually fuck?
By fucking?
But no. No, it was no. Practice doesn't make perfect, by the way. Oh. I don't know if you guys knew that.
No, it's they changed it. Perfect practice makes perfect.
That's right. Oh, you gotta do it. You gotta practice correctly. You know right. what I mean?
So how did you? So how did you practice your imperfections?
I'm a little embarrassed.
Please don't say your cousin.
No. But it was. Friends,
uh-huh.
There was an episode where the girls were talking about sex, and you know the guys Chandler and Joey, they were just like they thought they knew how to like get a girl off.
Yeah.
But the girls were like, no, that's not how you do it. And mm-hmm. they had like a little paper or whatever, and they would say do this. Like they had numbers.
Yeah.
And one number was like the kissing and the titty and then the pussy and uh-huh. then basically started going as far as like how fast you should. Be fucking right. And then they started like explaining like slowly but surely how do we go like and like it, eight was I think the pussy
seven.
Was seven. You remember this
I shit. Remember that because they were like seven
he's like
seven. seven.
But it was a rhythm to it
okay yeah,
and I was like oh so you don't rabbit fuck
Mm-mm.
Yeah and it's like 4-7-2 2-4-7 Then they're like seven. And then she goes. That was a good episode.
Oh,
man.
That's like, okay.
So right. I changed my whole game with fucking friends, man. I'm sad to say,
that's
or
dope.
I'm embarrassed to say, but it really helped. And all of a sudden, after that whole friends episode, the queefing stopped.
There you go.
There. So.
See,
so you lost something, but you gained something.
Right.
So, I mean, is the loss to the gain, you know, comparable? Is it, what do you feel? Do you think you want the queef back?
No.
Or are you okay with what you got in return?
Well, no. I don't want the queef back because now I understand because right. of McTorius's explanation
uh-huh.
that it wasn't a good thing.
Yeah. We were just filling them up with air.
She's like, I think I'm pregnant.
What?
Belly all big and
how do you
shit.
How do you find out? How do you know? You're the only one I've been with in the last 5 minutes. Shit.
Yeah, but no, I didn't miss queefing at all, man. I remember like in doggy style, I used to get a lot of the queef.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like that, and then you'd just be like, kah, 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 and then all of a sudden it'd be like. And then they would get embarrassed.
Yeah.
They would get fucking embarrassed. And it's like, well, as long as it's not coming out your ass, I'm cool.
I thought it was hilarious, though.
Yeah.
You but know what? Okay. I have
experienced
a queef.
Wow.
I forgot that's part of it, too. I thought it was just, you know, the voluntary, them just queefing themselves.
No.
I thought that's what you meant.
No.
I'm like, no, I've never been with a girl that was just walking like, I'm so, excuse me.
No, that didn't happen. No.
Excuse me.
It's all, you know, intercourse time.
Yeah.
But well, that's normal.
I'm glad we.
So do we want the queef back or not?
No, we don't want the queef back.
No, I'm not going to protest for the queef.
Yeah, because I think if you have queefs in your life, it means you're not doing it right.
Right, right.
Yeah, that means you got to slow down.
Right.
Slow down to a seven.
Right. Seven.
What about an eight? What was an eight?
I don't think there was an eight.
No, it was a butthole.
Oh, eight? They didn't want to talk about the eight.
They didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, I'm going to show you something a lot of guys don't know. Ray, hand me that pad, please. All right. Now.
Well, you don't have to draw an actual whoa, she's hot.
Now, everybody knows the basic erogenous zones. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
There are 7.
Let me see that. Oh, yeah.
That's one?
Kind of an important one.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at it upside down.
Well, you know, sometimes that helps.
Okay, now, most guys will hit 1, 2, 3 and then go to 7 and set up camp.
That's bad?
Well, if you go to Disneyland, you don't spend the whole day on the Matterhorn.
Well, you might if it were anything like 7.
All right, the important thing is to take your time. You want to hit them all, and you want to mix them up. You got to keep them on their toes. Oh, toes! Yeah, for some people. All right. You could start out with a little 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, a 3, a 5, a 4, a 3, 2, 2, a 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 4, 2, 2, 4, 7, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7,
Hey, this is Pops.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, what are you guys most proud of?
Most proud of?
Yeah. I mean, this being Pride Month. You know, I just wanted to see, because, you know, that's when we celebrate what we're most proud of, right?
Yeah.
I think you guys have it fucked up.
Yeah. Wait, what? Huh?
No.
Pride. Aren't you proud of anything or something, man?
You got to be proud of something,
bro.
I'm
proud of a lot of things, but this isn't the month to do it.
It's everywhere, bro. They're talking about it on the radio. Yeah. They're talking about it on TV.
The cities are putting out fucking rainbow flags because, you know, rainbows are happy, right?
Right. So, right.
They represent being prideful.
Yeah. Yes, and there's going to be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow somewhere, bro.
I challenge you to go to the end of that rainbow.
And go to that parade.
There's a parade, too?
Yeah.
There is a parade.
It's a pride parade.
Oh, so you take all of your pride and you go to the parade.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
see?
The best one I've heard is the one in West Hollywood.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's far, though. Yeah. Why so far?
It's just because the people in West Hollywood have accomplished a lot of things, and they're very proud.
See, yeah. that's probably where we should be living.
It's a very proud city.
See, yeah. I love that. I really love that, bro. So what are you most proud of?
I'm proud of the fact that I ain't gay.
You stupid.
Why do you bring that up? That's kind of weird.
Because you're talking about Pride Month, motherfucker.
That's right.
That's what Pride Month is.
What are you talking
about? They celebrate the
gays. It's
all
about
gays.
The LGBTQ, RESPCT community.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes,
you don't know?
No, wait. No, hold on. No, it's That's Pride. What? Pride Month.
Pride.
They didn't say gay month. They said Pride Month.
Pride for the gay.
Yeah, they took the word.
They took the whole word.
They took the whole word.
Did someone ask you... Sir, are you gay? Yes, sir. Yes, I am happy. Yes,
I am happy. Yes.
See, they took that word too.
They took that word too?
Yeah.
Bro, what's going on?
And that's the thing. Now you can't even be gay. Like, yeah, what a gay day today.
So that's why I'm always sad.
Yeah. He's walking around. I'm so gay.
Is that why I keep getting hit on by old white men? They want me to get in their Lamborghini.
Oh man, I thought we were talking about like being prideful about something. Like this is like kind of like Thanksgiving, where you know we're celebrating our pride this month, man.
No sir,
not this month, man.
What do you mean? You know what? What kind of a let's say that that pride was celebrated with a meal at the end of the whole thing, kind of like Thanksgiving, right?
Oh.
What do you think would be like the center? Fucking the main dish.
Ooh. Maybe like a hot dog or something.
Right? wait. Oh, God. That's not enough meal, though, bro. No. What about a kielbasa?
Oh, kielbasa.
Right?
What is that?
It's like a
big old cabeza.
A big sausage.
Big sausage.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, like a Johnson's brat.
Oh.
That'll be fucking good. Right? And then spicy. Those are spicy, right? Mm-hmm. The Johnson's brat?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Hot links.
Hot links. Oh my God.
That would be like at a black family pride dinner.
Right? Oh man. Mm-hmm. I haven't had one of those in fucking years, bro.
Shit. Have you ever wrapped that shit in bacon?
Ooh. Wee.
Man. You never knew fucking hot links until you wrapped that shit in bacon.
God, that's where it's at.
Bro.
Right.
Anyway. So gay month.
Huh? No, I wanna talk about pride. Pride. What's your most proudest moment, bro?
Proud?
Proud, like what's?
I mean, if we're talking about proud, I don't know, man.
Damn.
You know what? I'm proud of the fact that I have my daughter, and you know, she's been with me 100% for like that almost 5 years now.
Wow.
And
she's still alive,
and she's still not on drugs.
Still alive.
Yeah, that's a big accomplishment.
And she hasn't started drinking alcohol yet.
Right.
I'm just surprised that you feed her every day, bro.
You
forget shit. You know what I mean?
No, she can feed herself now. That's a good thing.
Now she can feed herself.
Yeah, but in the first 5 years, I was worried, bro.
Man, you know what? Honestly, I think about that shit with my mom too. Like, how does she know that she needs to feed us? You know, whatever the fuck. How the fuck does that happen?
Right.
They don't have a timer. They don't have a fucking clock. Oh, you gotta feed the kids. But it's automatic.
And did you know that it was 3 times a day?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's really bizarre. But see, but with these kids nowadays, because I don't remember us being, or I wasn't like this. Now you have to give these little motherfuckers snacks.
Snacks.
You got to give them snacks. It's not just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I got my wife calling me. So did you give them their snacks?
Like what the fuck?
Snacks.
What do snacks consist of?
Just be fucking random shit, dude. Like can be like if you want to go the healthy route, it can be like carrots and hummus. Any like veggies?
That's not a snack.
That's why I said if you want to be healthy.
Okay,
but
if you want to be
hummus, bitch, you are from HP, motherfucker.
I'm not from HP.
Where are you from, bitch?
It's from Watts.
Oh, you're from Watts.
Yeah, even worse.
You're feeding your kids hummus?
No, I just started. I just got turned on to hummus. Like
Is that the Israeli part of fucking Watts? What the fuck?
No. My wife introduced me to this shit. I didn't know what the fuck that shit was.
When you were 17, 18, 19, 20, did you ever think, I'm going to be feeding my kid hummus?
I know. I had never heard of hummus in my life. I didn't know what the fuck that was. And it's like blended up fucking
garbanzo beans.
Yeah. Like, my mom used to make a garbanzo salad.
And that shit was like the most disgusting thing in the world.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Disgusting. That was like a poor man's salad. Yeah.
Right.
And so now it's like... Our kids love fucking hummus.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, but it's like shit like that. But see, what I'm terrible. I'd give them fucking chips. Like, I give them, like, I'm like, snack? Like, what do you mean? Yeah, it's time for my snack.
You know
It's time for my snack.
It's time for my snack, bro.
What the hell?
You know what our snacks were? Those fucking crackers with the cheese on it. The little.
The Ritz.
The
little package.
Yeah, with the little red palette
so you can spread the cheese on there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And was it even real cheese?
It wasn't. No, of course not,
bro.
Man.
Why do you think we didn't grow that tall? Well Victorious
did.
Didn't eat that
it's
shit.
Because I used to eat my cousins.
He used to eat hummus.
they gave me hummus.
What are you eating, Victoria? It's literally the shit I call hummus.
God damn.
Yeah, but no, I fucking, I don't know, maybe it's just my kids, but like we'll eat something, like when they're little or whatever, we'll eat something and then the kids have like us, like their own little different meal and shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, growing up, I remember we all ate the same shit. Right. Like, it didn't matter how old we were.
Well, that's what we're, I don't know what it is that we're doing. I think we're either overcompensating for the way that we were brought up or what, because we're making it so fucking convenient for them.
We got too much money, bro. That's maybe what the fuck it is.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, hey baby, options. you want me to chew that for you?
It's options galore. Think about it.
Because now, I'll go somewhere and I'll leave my daughter at home and I'm like, all right, babe, you make yourself a sandwich, get some cereal. If you don't want that, though, just let me know. I can order you some Chick-fil-A from Uber Eats.
Oh, shit.
All right, it's going to cost me $30 for a fucking $18 meal, but, you know, whatever. Yeah.
And I bet you anything, you open your cupboard, there's snacks everywhere.
Yeah, there's food in the house.
Yeah.
There's food in the house.
Yeah.
Back then, we opened our refrigerator. There was nothing in there.
All we have is bologna. Yep. Bologna. Luckily, we would have, like, some tortillas.
Right.
And some mustard.
Right.
So you fucking warm up that bologna, mm-hmm, if you wanted it that way. Mm-hmm. Put some mustard on that shit, eat it as a taco. That's your taco. You right?
That's it.
That was it. You make the little tent.
That was our fucking snack.
The little
snack.
Bologna tent.
Yeah. And we loved it, bro. Yeah. We loved it. Yeah. We thought it was like an adventure to eat that shit.
Yep. An adventure?
It really was, bro.
I don't know if I would go as far as to call it an adventure, but.
For you
know
us, what? It was. For
you
us,
know,
it was.
I forgot about the tent, how the fucking bologna would warp up.
Yeah.
Why didn't we ever think to cut it so that it would just fall flat?
I don't know.
I think that was part of its charm.
Yeah. Oh, you know what that was? You know how we go to Benihana now and they do the volcano?
Oh, that was our volcano.
Holy shit. No wonder we love the volcano so much.
That shit reminds me of bologna. Bologna taco sandwiches.
Yeah. That was the shit, man. But fuck, I don't remember when's the last time I had bologna in my house.
Really?
To be honest.
You know, once in a while I get the craving for it, so I'll buy a Oscar Mayer pack of bologna. I buy the thick ones, the thick cut.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm put that shit in sandwiches. In a bread with just fucking mustard and mayo. And I don't know if you guys used to do this. I used to squeeze the shit out of the bread. And then I would like eat the mayo and the mustard that would come out on the side, and then just fucking eat it like that.
What the?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never done that.
Man, that shit was like, for me, I thought that shit was like the most delicious fucking thing in the world.
Were you one of those weirdos that cut off the edges, the crusts?
Nah, hell no.
Right? That was a weird.
But you know
shit.
What? When I became a parent,
don't tell me.
I would do that for my daughter.
Dude, no. My kids are gonna be weird too. I do that shit too.
Her peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You cut off the edges.
I used to cut off the edges. Not anymore. Now she knows she's older. She'll eat the edges.
She didn't eat them before.
No.
Wow.
I don't want the edges. Okay, babe, whatever you want.
How do they even know not to eat the edges?
Because you start fucking up because you're like, oh, they're probably not going to like the edges.
Yeah. So you cut them off.
And you start cutting them off, and now it's like you're tired of cutting off the fucking edges, and you created a monster.
And now you got to go buy the fucking the
Uncrustables.
The Uncrustables.
Wow. Wow.
But my daughter, you know, as special as she is, she didn't like, what are they called?
Who?
The crunch.
Uncrustables?
She doesn't like Uncrustables. So I'm like.
So you had to do all the work.
So I can't buy you that even though you're eating it, but you want me to make it.
Yep.
Yes.
You know what's cool about those? Are you familiar with Uncrustables jerky?
I don't have kids, so no.
No, well, you don't have to be a kid to eat them.
Like, they're fucking delicious.
Man, you put them, like, they're in the freezer. They're in the freezer. So a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So you get them down.
It's like an empanada with peanut butter and jelly in it. And it's bread.
And with no crust. So what I do, I put them in my little toaster, and they get toasty on the outside, and then you eat it, and it's cold warm on the inside.
Oh, it's
it's a little warm, but you still get like some of the coldness.
So Victoria's buys them for him.
Yeah. Dad, where are all the Uncrustables?
I have no idea.
It's snack time.
Be like, you guys ate them. Snack time. Fuck snack time, man.
Oh, my God. My daughter, she doesn't have snack time for her now. Like, we don't eat breakfast, like, every morning. Well, you know, it depends on how we feel.
Right.
We'll wait until lunch. So I'm like, you know, I'll ask her, hey, babe, you want breakfast or you want to wait? Like, no, I'll have a snack later. And she'll get up and then she'll, you know, go to the kitchen and get whatever the hell she wants. Like, all right, then I'll make her lunch. But we don't have set schedule with snacks.
Right.
Her snack time is whenever she gets out of her room, goes to the kitchen, and she's looking for shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her snack time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I look at my watch because automatically I'm thinking, huh, if she's going to eat something, what time is it? She can't eat a lot because I want to make dinner soon. Mm-hmm. Right. That's where my clock is like, mm-hmm. I got to make dinner because I got to feed her.
Right.
And feed myself, right? So I'm like, oh, baby, actually, I'm going to make dinner in 30 minutes. So just get maybe a handful of grapes and you're good. I'm like, light okay, Dad. Snack. Yeah. So
that's good.
It's an automatic thing. It's like the clock that fucking is ticking in your head. You know you got to feed them. You know you got to keep them fed. And you just do it.
It's a lot of work, bro.
I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, not to say that raising kids and dogs is the same thing. It was like
you
got to
feed your dogs.
You got to feed your dogs. You know how you knew to do it when we got here. You were doing it.
Yeah, but I put a bowl on the floor.
Right. But
when they want food, they go, right?
Yeah, it's not the
but
same.
But you know there's a time, though, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, there's
yes,
a time.
Yes. All right. Yeah. All right, well, that's good.
So that's what he's most proud of.
Is that what we were? I didn't even remember the question.
I was going to say, you can cut out all the middle part.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo.
And you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
And like that whole proud thing looked like a segment for me to talk about my daughter.
I know, right?
Oh, man. You know, I took her swimming today, and I put her in level 3. I put her in level 3 on purpose. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I want to challenge her.
Wait, hold on. Huh? She's never been swimming before, though.
No, she has.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not endangering her life.
I was going to say, I'm like, you know what?
No.
Let's start at level 3.
She's done level 1 and 2, okay. But level 2 was like, it was a year ago.
Okay.
And she hasn't really been, you know, practicing. So, you know, fuck this shit. I'm not going to put her in level 2. I'm going to put her in level 3. And you in level 3, you know how they make you swim across from one end to the other?
Right.
And that was the first thing that they made her do. And
that's,
I was like, holy shit.
That's level 3?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But if she gets tired, she could stand, right?
No.
No.
No, you drown.
But they have a lifeguard there. Oh, okay. And they have an instructor there for her.
You just quit. It was real. Peace.
Let me make sure her life insurance is up today. So I saw her going, and I was like, holy shit, is she going to make it? And like, she made it. I was like, all right. Oh, shit, is they going to make it go back? And that's when I was nervous. I was like, holy shit. And she was slowing down, but she made it.
Whoa.
And it was a 45-minute fucking swimming lesson. She got out of the swim, and she was, like, looking at me like, you bastard.
She knew.
No.
She was fucking dying.
She knew.
She's like, Dad, why are you making me do this? My legs are dead. Like, what do you mean? Your legs. What about your arms? My arms are okay. My legs are dead. She was doing a lot of kicking. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I'm sorry, babe, but you got to do this. I'm like, all right. Like, well, you know, make sure you're ready because you got physical training at 3 today. She's like, no.
Whoa.
No.
Holy shit.
No. Because I want her to get physical training for volleyball. So pick up her strength and her speed. And then I saw how tired she was. So I canceled it.
Oh.
So that's a one-on-one?
Yeah,
one-on-one
physical,
Yeah,
probably a lot of squats, workout. A lot of leg work,
fucking, you know, yeah. So I told the guy, like, you know what, we have to reschedule. We'll do it another time, because she has swimming for 2 weeks and it's every fucking day.
Should have explained like her legs are dead because she was swimming.
Yeah,
which is a good. This is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
she's using a lot of leg work. So.
Yeah, which is true. You're right. So probably when I get home, she's gonna be knocked out by the time I get home.
Yeah.
Man. Once we're done recording, because you know we usually take like 10 hours.
Why don't you join the class and start at level 3?
Because it isn't Mama and Mama and me, Cherokee.
Listen, you are the one that needs to learn how to swim too.
I know how to swim. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, like swim.
I won't. Yeah, what the hell?
No, there's a difference between knowing how to swim and knowing how not to drown.
Right. Well, I know how to swim. I can swim from one end to the other.
Okay.
Let's say level wise. What level are you?
I mean, I'm like a novice 3, I guess, right? No, level
see,
3.
Come on, you put yourself in swimming. If there's 5 levels, which it sounds like there are, you should put yourself in 3 and work up to 5.
Why?
Because you never know.
I don't.
He said never know what.
I know.
Hold on. Like,
there's gonna be a tsunami.
Yeah,
he said, "Good thing I took that class."
I know. Holy shit! I can swim through this tornado. Tornado of water.
No, but let's say for some reason you guys go on vacation or something, right?
Yeah.
And your daughter gets a leg cramp because she's swimming in the deep end.
Yeah.
Who's going to save her if you're a Neville 3?
The lifeguard.
Right? You don't trust lifeguard. You do what you can for your daughter.
Well, I mean, if she's caught like in a riptide, I know that, you know, that's probably death for two of us.
It's like, yeah, it's been 11 years.
She's lived a good life. No. I mean, totally fucking kidding, obviously, for all you fucking Child Protective Service motherfuckers out there. Send person. But no, I mean, no, it should be fine.
Your kid shouldn't know more than you do.
Right, and that's what I'm doing.
And you should enroll yourself in that class.
I know how to swim. You know what I don't know how to do? I don't know how to dive.
It's scary, bro.
I never learned to dive.
You know what is scary for people that don't know how to swim?
Right.
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
Yes.
He just pulled a Jedi mind trick.
I know.
It is scary for people that don't know how to swim.
To dive?
Yes. Because not only when you dive,
yeah,
you're going to go in very deep.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, you have to kind of like float.
Right.
You know, kind of angle yourself out, but then you have to swim up.
Right.
And for some people, the mind really fucks you up thinking that you're going to go too deep and not be able to come back up.
Yeah, you see adults that don't know how to swim and they go in the water and they're like, they're fucking panicking.
Yes.
They're panicking. And they're like, what the fuck? Calm down. You're fine.
Yeah.
You
know? All right.
Yeah. I dove once and when I came out, I had a bloody nose.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I didn't dive correctly.
You dove face first?
Basically. Whoa. The water just hit my nose and I fucking came out and I was fucking bleeding.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I never.
They probably thought you pissed the pool. Yeah, they put the dye.
With my red blood?
Yeah. that's usually blue. Is that real?
What?
I've seen it on movies like where people pee and then it turns blue.
I don't think so.
No?
Nah.
I don't think so.
That'd be cool if it was.
If that was the case, man, the whole fucking pool would be the same color.
Listen,
who in this room hasn't peed in the pool in the last month?
Oh, the last month? I can confidently say me.
Oh, you haven't been in the
pool? I haven't been in the pool.
Yeah, okay. I've peed in the pool.
See, look at that.
Recently?
Yeah, when we went to...
Carlos is like, I thought that shit was getting warm.
It was already warm, so it was cool.
Warmer.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've done it a couple of times in the ocean.
You know how to swim?
No, right? I'm not a strong swimmer. No. Like, I know, like I was saying, I know how, enough not to drown.
Not to drown too quick.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm not a strong swimmer. Like, I wouldn't be able to save your life or anything like that.
Okay.
At this point, I'll get tired because I don't swim on a daily basis, right? So.
What? 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 Cherokee Phelps?
Phelps? No, but what I'm saying is you.
he said it like. Like, it's a thing. You know, you swim every day.
A lot. I don't swim a lot. And, you know, like, if I go into a pool right now and I swim, like, maybe, like, five laps, I will be exhausted.
Five?
God damn.
You're such a show-off.
I'm just saying.
He's like, as he tries to hide his gold medals and shit.
Not an Olympic pool. Like, one of those small pools.
Oh, like a little inflatable one.
No, not that kind of show.
It's like you just reach across.
He's like, no. Stroke one, stroke two. Turn around. Stroke one, stroke two.
Backstroke.
No, just a medium-sized pool. Okay, if you swim, you know, like you try to do it for exercise, you get exhausted, bro.
Yeah, I was telling my daughter, I was like, imagine the Olympic swimmers that are fucking doing this shit, and they're having to do fucking 10, 15, 20 fucking laps, and it's an Olympic size fucking length that they're doing? Fuck.
That's crazy, bro.
No wonder they get these big ass shoulders and fucking legs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some of my girl cousins that went to Warren, they were part of the polo team. Is that what? Water polo.
Water polo.
Man, and they were showing me some videos sometimes, and it would be crazy because, like, almost from the hips up, they would be out of the water and just with their legs.
Yeah, they're just fucking kicking.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Cherokee.
Hey, those are my cousins. God damn it.
No. Not your cousins. We're just saying what happens, but whatever.
No, what I am saying is when you're at the beach.
Uh-huh.
And you have to get out of that water when the waves are pulling you back in. You have to swim sideways and try to come back in sideways.
Well, that's you're talking about a riptide.
Well, riptide, yeah. And, dude, if you don't know how to swim, fuck, it's going to keep pulling you deeper and deeper, and you're gonna drown because you're going to get too tired. But that if I were to do that, I'd come out exhausted.
I thought I almost died or was going to die at the beach once when I was a kid.
Really?
I was going too far. too far in. I thought I could swim, and I was like, "Holy shit! I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it." And I was trying to yell for help because I thought it was over.
Right.
But you know, I think I had a last second burst of energy, and I was like, "Fuck this shit! I got to do this." I was able to get out.
And
that's why you have Bartles here today.
Dude, that, yeah, man. Like large bodies of like water is like, it's scary.
I thought this motherfucker was gonna, you know, talk about himself right now.
I am. No, I am.
Large body.
So,
okay.
No, so, oh, shut up, bitch. No, I remember one time we were in Mexicali and they have these canals, right? Which I don't know why we were in. They're probably fucking ship passes through there. I don't know, but they have current, right? They have current, and what they used to do, they would put a rope from one end to the other end. So you would have to jump on the left side of the rope because then the current would take you and you grab onto the rope. I think I was like 10 or 11. And I, like I said, I'm not a strong swimmer. And my dumbass didn't pay attention. I jumped on the right side of the rope.
Oh, shit.
The fucking current starts taking me. And my dad, I'm sure he doesn't know how to swim, but his fucking instincts kicked in and he jumped in. And he was just tall enough to like lift me up, and they were able to pull me out and pull him out.
Oh shit.
But like if he hadn't jumped in for me like that, that shit would have taken me. Like, and the current was pretty like
fast.
Yeah, it was quick.
No, that shit is fast. The river currents.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying, man. Learn how to swim. Be a stronger swimmer, bro. For your daughter. Do it.
I will. I don't know. Okay. Well, what's happening?
I'm just trying to give you advice.
What have you read?
Hey, next thing you know, he invites you on a cruise.
I'm just saying, man.
He's like, I had a dream that this boat was going to sink.
I've had lots of dreams, bro.
Shit. Hell no.
Damn.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
What's up, man?
You guys have heard that some white people don't take showers every day?
Every day?
Or even like sometimes they do like once a week.
What?
You haven't heard that?
I mean, I read that in the history books. But that was like, that was medieval times.
No, not those. Not. Recently, like, there's a lot of people that don't take showers every day.
I've heard the Europeans are like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But it's Americans as well. But,
really?
Yeah.
But there's like a purpose, like a reason.
They just say that they don't need to take a shower every day. But I thought that was weird. But another thing that's weird for other people is that a lot of people don't wash their feet at all.
At all.
What?
Like, just, you know, like, get down. Like, do you guys take shower or do you take baths?
Shower.
What do you want? I mean, what are you asking me?
I'm like, do you take a bath, like, in a bathtub?
I take a bath and I have a little wine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you really?
With my candles.
Do you really?
Yeah,
wow.
I mean,
oh, shit.
I like to relax.
Bubble bath and shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bath bombs.
Do you do the whole thing like a Pretty Woman? Like, you know, gathers the soap, the bubbles onto your boobies.
To cover your body.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, come in. I'm decent.
Well, because if you're taking a bath, it's easier to wash your feet, right? Like in between your toes and all that stuff. But if you're taking a shower, you kind of have to like bend down all the way to just, you know, kind of work on your feet. But the way that I figure it. Is that water, soap, and everything trickles down to your feet, and they get washed somehow.
Right.
Because I don't have smelly feet. Do you guys have smelly feet?
No.
I'm an athlete foot guy.
No way.
I can be. Yes.
You have smelly feet.
What can be. What sport?
Huh?
What sport do you play?
Queef-a-thon.
So you're careful to wash your feet?
No.
Oh.
Because I think occasionally you have to, like, scrub your feet. You can't just depend on the water trickling down.
Well, when you're, like, in the shower.
Yeah.
And there's soap on the floor because it's coming off your body.
Yeah.
You're moving around. So isn't that good enough?
But the water on the floor is dirty because it came from the top of your body, right?
Yeah, sure. But you scrub twice. How many times do you guys scrub?
What do you mean scrub?
What do you mean?
Like, you scrub with, like, you...
Scrub what?
Scrub your body, rinse, and repeat, right?
No.
No.
No, just once.
Just the one time.
Whoa.
One time.
The fuck?
What the hell is going on here?
If anything, I'll scrub my butt twice. I'll do that one twice just to make sure.
Yeah. Hair, your hair.
So
you wash, rinse, and repeat, right?
No, what the fuck.
Not just once.
Repeat. What? You're not a woman with long hair.
I don't care. You still could wash your hair twice. So once to take the dirt out, and the second time so you can have that nice silky.
So you're putting shampoo in your head twice.
Twice. Damn. A lot of hair. It's just a little bit of hair.
Yeah. So
it's
why?
Not that hard.
But how dirty can it be?
Well, I rinse out the pomade. You know, the product that I have in my hair.
Oh,
and then I wash it again so I can feel clean, you know, so it's not silky smooth when I get out of the shower, you know. So see, that's why I do it twice.
Well, I'll do the, like, the water rinse first, and then from there I'll do the shampoo.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Do you have time for conditioner?
I don't use conditioner because I use a 2-in-1.
See, I pretend that I'm going to have time to do conditioner and shampoo.
Uh-huh.
So I have conditioner. And I go, you know, in a year, I probably replace the shampoo like 3 or 4 times. Mm. And the conditioner is still there. Because I forget.
Right.
Wow.
Like, oh, shit, the conditioner. Fuck. Okay, never mind.
So you guys do wash your feet.
So for me, if we had like a heat map of a body figure where you know where you're going to focus your cleanliness or your scrubbing,
right,
so you know all the red is going to be, you know, on the head,
sure,
the face, the facial hair, the armpits,
mm-hmm,
my booty,
uh-huh,
and the crevices
and
the front.
And my balls and my penis,
sure,
that's where it's red,
right?
Everything else is green. It's just whatever water and soap and shampoo that touches it, that's it. And then my feet, I'll scrub them probably every third day.
Every third day.
Like, you know what? I've been neglecting my feet. Let me scrub my feet. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
But my booty, I think you're right, Nick Victorious. I do scrub that, or I do get some soap, and I do, you know, wash that shit like at least twice.
So you guys use your fingers to go in the crack of your ass?
Yeah. I'm
a little
bit. Yeah, I'm not white. I don't use a towel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's another thing with my kids, man.
What?
Did I tell you guys the other day? We went to my in-law's house, uh-huh, like 2 weeks ago. And the thing is, we were just there for the day, so usually we'll bathe my daughters in the morning so they don't have to bathe there. Mm-hmm. And but my daughter got sweaty and we're like, "Oh, you're going to have to take a shower." And so she couldn't fathom that her grandparents did not have washcloths.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, "Dad, but how am I going to scrub my butt?" And I'm like, "Baby," and she's like, she's about to be 7. She'll be 7 in October.
Damn.
And I'm like, "Baby, use your hand. Like, just use your hand." "Dad, but poop comes out of there." And I'm like, "Look," I go, "with some water," I go, "rinse it out." And then and if you get a little bit of poop in your hand, you wash it. Just wash your hands, put some soap, and then scrub your butt. I go, she's like,
"No."
She looked at me and she's like, "Weird." So I don't know, I guess, but that's the thing. Like, but I'm sure my wife didn't grow up like that either, because otherwise her parents would have washcloths. So I don't know where all this shit came from. Like we used to have like the estropajos, like, yeah, you said, but
which is like the natural,
the loofahs and stuff.
Yeah, natural, like, I don't know what it looks like. It looks like a sponge almost, but yeah, it's like, yeah, natural.
It's a
thing.
Scrub. It's a natural, right, exfoliator. Right. Isn't,
yeah,
it?
And then you've seen the ones that is looks like just like hair, like yellow hair. That's, mm-hmm, all, like, they use those as estropajos as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, so that's the big thing. Like, they have to have, and my baby's growing up like that too. Like, she has to have a damn washcloth.
Washcloth. That's
that's you, man.
That's not me. I'm just following suit, bro. I'm just following suit. But yeah, she couldn't believe it.
We have washcloth, but it's more of a decoration. It's in the bathroom. They're rolled up into like a little burrito, like a cinnamon roll,
sure,
but like the long way,
yeah.
Right. And they're stacked up like in a pyramid,
yeah.
Right.
And for me, it's like, I don't want to mess up that pyramid.
Yeah, you don't use those,
so I'm not gonna use them.
Yeah.
So you know, I just use my fucking hand. And my daughter, she's never asked me, Dad, can I use a washcloth to scrub my butt and whatever? No.
But you guys use bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
Well, she has body wash.
Body wash.
And then she has a loofah.
Yeah, there you go. The loofah. That's all you need. The loofah is to exfoliate. Yeah.
Right. But see, but I respect, because my wife and I, we share a soap bar. And so I respect that. I never slide that in between the cheeks or anything like that.
Oh, come on. What do you guys,
so you use your wife's soap.
No, no.
Obviously,
well,
she's not using a man soap.
No, no. Well, we have like Dove or some shit. Like it's just a white fucking soap. It doesn't smell like anything.
Oh God, you guys are fucking savages.
We're savages. What do you use?
I use some fucking Dr. Squash or
Those are scented.
Oh, there's scented, or I use another one that's like a exfoliating soap. So it has like little pebbles in it.
Yeah.
You just fucking use it.
Oh,
so
shit.
So you don't need a washcloth. You just do with the soap.
Man. Dude, I grew up fucking with Zest, bro. Anything's upgrade.
I mean, I grew up with that shit too, but you know, when, like Jericho said, we have too much fucking money.
We do,
Because those soaps are fucking, they're not cheap. They're like $8 a fucking bar and shit.
Yeah, no, the Dr. Squash thing, I've seen them, but it's just, I've never used them, and I'm content with what I use. Like, I don't,
you know.
But maybe it's one of those things that I don't know until I've tried it, you know.
If you do it, you may fall in love with it. The one that does the exfoliating at the same time.
Those are awesome.
That one's fucking awesome.
And that's a Dr. Squash?
No, the scent, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
The scent is fucking like, there's a scent, but it's very, very, it's not overpowering.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, the problem with using bars, and I found myself doing this, I hate throwing away the little pieces.
Yeah,
and they start breaking apart, right?
You make a bolita.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
But then you feel so poor when you do that.
I know. It's like they keep falling apart.
Yeah, right? And so you're squeezing it together. You're like with two hands, you're pressing it together, and you're trying to keep it together and trying to wash. And then it falls down and it falls apart again. You do it again and you're picking up the pieces and they're so slippery. It's hard to pick them up off the floor.
Do you ever feel, I don't know if it's just me, if I'm just weird, but do you ever feel when you drop the soap in the shower and you have to bend over to pick up the soap?
You look back.
Somehow. A big old black dude is going to just pop into your fucking shower and tell you.
Is it like a good neighbor? State Farm is here. It just pops up.
I don't know why the fuck I always feel that way when I drop it. And it's usually when it's like that small and it's crumbling.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I can still use that piece.
Like, fuck.
I'm going to bend over. And I slightly look behind me. I'm like, why am I looking behind me? There's nobody here.
Oh, wow, you're traumatized, man. Right?
Wait, what?
Yes, you're traumatized.
I mean, that's never happened to me, but
No, but there must have been a moment in your life where you had to look behind you.
Well, it's probably those 2 weeks I spent in jail. I mean, I was a blood cousin. I did serve a little bit of time. A little bit of time. Not too much, man. Not too much. Oh, Victoria's.
Yes.
Exfoliating soap I'm telling you about is called Marlowe.
Oh, that's the expensive.
Marlowe.
Send it to me.
Marlowe.
How long does it last?
Oh, no. They don't last very long.
They don't.
Well, it depends. If you shower every day, I think it'll last you about a month. One bar
a month is pretty good.
The ones with grit last a little longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the ones that are very smooth, they just go in like
Not smooth. No, these are not smooth. These are exfoliating soaps.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that's what I need for my hands, man. I got some dark ass fucking hands. Yeah. I think it's from lack of exfoliation.
Your skin and your knuckles is like building up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell you that, man.
No. Man, I thought we were friends.
Well, I mean, I'm all right. I'm gonna tell you. You gotta get rid of your shoes.
No, I was telling Jericho, and also you weren't here that day. I found some shoes. They're like bamboo shoes. They're like fucking. They were a great fucking deal. They're like $26. But I was like, man, I tried them on, and I'm like, I go, bamboo shoes, huh? And, they're very comfortable. They look old as, like, for a really old person. But
Victoria's.
I go for comfort, bro.
You used to be cool, bro.
I know.
What happened to you?
I had kids.
Next
man.
Thing you know, you're going to start buying clothes at Costco.
Bought my shorts.
No.
They look nice.
You know how I know I'm getting older?
How's that?
Because you like Coldplay?
Well, no, the deodorant.
Uh-huh.
It when you finish it, you really don't finish it. There's a lot of deodorant in it.
Yeah.
And so I found myself pushing it out,
uh-huh.
and grabbing the little pieces and still using them, bro. Stop.
With your hand?
With
just
my
like
hands.
That?
And I've noticed that I can use it for another 10 fucking uses.
He fucking calculated.
I'm like, dude, I can get enough.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm never throwing away another deodorant, because my wife, as soon as like she can feel the little plastic, she fucking tosses it. And I'm like, no, hold on, I can get another 10 uses out of it.
Just, it's all scraping you.
She's like, yeah, she's like, jerky is my deodorant. It's okay.
I'll use it.
Nah, man. Yeah, no, there's certain things that I had to let go, because I remember when we were growing up, yeah, like the toothpaste tube.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't let us throw those away. Like they would cut them open.
Oh, okay.
They would cut them open, and we'd have to like scrape them with our toothbrush, because there were so many of us, you know, and they didn't have money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I grew up kind of like that and shit.
He's looking at me like I'm looking at him like, like you fucking poor bastard.
He's like, oh, man. He's like, we were poor too.
We're in the same fucking boat,
yeah,
bro.
But no, that's 40 fucking uses in there that you're throwing
away.
Dude,
like seriously, there was still a lot of shit in there.
See, I won't go as far as you as taking it out. I'll keep pushing it out, and I feel the plastic on my arm when I'm doing it, but I keep doing it until it's like when I can't bear the scraping. Then I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll throw it away.
Nah, bro. When I can't push it out with my finger, I'll blow on that shit so it can come out.
Stop! No, Jerry.
Then I got deodorant on my mouth.
Fucking Jerry.
Hey, bro, whatever works, man.
Yeah, there's just little things, you know what I mean?
I know.
I'm sorry, man. Like when I found out that you could put water in a shampoo bottle to like extend it another 10 uses, I was like, what else can I do this to?
You know what? My kerosene bottle is almost empty. They put some water.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, all right, all right, fellas. It's time to get out of here, man.
What? Already? So much to talk about, man.
Yeah, we need to talk about the fat kid, the fucking fat woman, the fat teacher.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That would have been a good one. How did we miss that?
I don't know, man.
Well, we were talking about the founder of the Atomized, and I think we were done with the fat segment.
I guess.
So next week.
Yeah, I hope people didn't think we were fat-shaming people, man.
No.
Nah, we ain't fat-shaming nobody. No. You know, most of us in this room are fat. So.
Right.
Yeah. One out of three.
Right. You're not including yourself, are you?
And I'm not including myself.
I was like, I go, I think this bitch is talking about me. Yeah, I got real quiet. I was like,
I'm such a jerk, man.
Jerk.
Oh, man. Fun times, fellas. Like every fucking time we're here, man. You know, I almost wasn't going to be here today.
Are you serious? You said yes this morning. So happy to.
I know. I did.
And then?
I did. And then I remembered when I said yeah, I was like, fuck, I told him last week I was going to be here. So I don't want to fucking, you know, not go and shit. So I was like, fuck it, let me show up. And I showed up with a bottle of mezcal.
Yes, you did.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking ojo, what?
Ojo de tigre.
Ojo de tigre mezcal.
Eye of the tiger, man.
Eye of the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't by fucking Rocky Balboa either.
No, it's not. No.
Fuck that shit.
I hope so.
It was good.
Yeah, it was fucking good, man. Really good.
Yeah.
It has to be chilled, man. That helped.
Yeah, I chilled it before I got here. I was like, you know what? I'm putting it in the freezer and chill it. You know, these guys fucking love it. So I'll post it up. You guys will see the bottle. You guys want to try mezcal. You know, mezcal, it takes a special palate to enjoy it. So, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, those of you that listen to like mezcal. Hell nah. Give me some tequila. Fuck that shit. You know, if you ever give me the option of tequila or mezcal 100% of the time.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Fucker.
That's a good buzz, too.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, fellas. Zip it up. Zip it down, motherfuckers.
Damn right. Man, fucking funny shit. It was like 2 episodes ago, I was listening to Chicano Shuffle, and Fernie was talking about the the time we met, the first time we met, right, like in person. And so for those of you that don't know, Fernie and I went to the same school. And so they were talking about how, like, I guess I was staring at Fernie. I was trying, because I think I kind of recognized him, and I was trying to figure it out. But okay. It was kind of, I was giving him that look. And
like, hey, I want to fuck him.
Yeah. And so Fernie was kind of like, I didn't know if he was trying to flirt with me or he wanted to fight. Like,
I was hoping it was Fernie.
Yeah, but like the more like when I heard him like speak and stuff, and I was just like, I go, nah, I'm gonna ask that fool if he went to my school, because I think he did, you know? Yeah, so I'm glad he didn't think I was trying to fight him and fucking punch me or something, but or try to kiss me. Yeah, man. But shout out to those guys, man. It was a funny episode. And yeah, with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
Well, Jericho doesn't watch, you know, good show.
Wait, what? No.
Do you watch House of Dragons?
I do not. No, I tried to watch it. It wasn't my thing. But you know what? I'm probably going to start again because the second season has just started.
Yeah, but you haven't watched the first season.
I know. I haven't. I've watched the first season where there was that one guy with the dreads.
Yeah.
And he looked very, like, presidential.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was he? Was he somebody?
Yeah, he's a big figure in the show.
Ah.
He owns the naval, the ships.
Oh, nice. And he hasn't died yet, right?
He hasn't died yet. No.
Oh, nice. All right, cool.
And he's on one side of the war.
Okay.
Yeah. He's on the Targaryen side of the war. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So maybe I'll start watching. So that's House of Dragons, right?
House of Dragons, episode one, came out yesterday on Sunday.
Ah, nice.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess that's the only thing that you get to watch this week, because I don't think I have anything else.
What else is that?
That's it. I don't know. I'm just catching up. With
I don't know if you guys
stuff.
Watched The Boys on Prime.
I have not.
The Boys.
As I said, he doesn't like watching good shows.
It's just not my thing, bro.
You don't like The Boys? What's wrong with The Boys?
I tried, man.
What is it?
Oh, you tried watching it.
Is it too much? Too many penises? Is it too much?
Really? There's a lot of penises. I don't know. I haven't.
It did like Jerky. It's called The Boys.
Hey, we didn't talk about Victoria's large vein in his fucking.
Oh,
testicle.
That's right. We forgot about that.
All right, next week.
Oh,
I got
a
veiny testicle.
Right, that's one thing that we wanted to talk about too, right? Yeah. Damn. See, we forgot a lot of things.
But yeah, you know, House of Dragons, The Boys season 4 just came out as well. It's a fucking badass show. You should watch it. You should give it a chance.
So there you go.
It's crazy as fuck.
So that's two shows you guys can watch. It's House of Dragons and The Boys.
Yeah.
And we're sorry that we couldn't fit in Chavo this week. Unfortunately, we didn't hear him when he was knocking, so he fucking turned away. So
I am so disappointed.
Yeah. So
he wasn't here today.
Sorry about that.
Darn.
I mean, he would have been a good guest.
It's because the door, you know, it's soundproof.
Yeah. Right.
And then your Ring camera wasn't. Charge.
Right.
So
unfortunately,
that was it. Yeah.
Well, for those of you that were looking forward to Chavo this week, unfortunately, sorry, we didn't hear him. So, oh well.
There'll be other episodes.
Exactly. All right. So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes, 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. Un pinche podcast, hasta fellas. Podcast que está chingón.